We're doing the Sefer Amidot. We're up to page Kuf Yud Bet. We had begun a new section, Shar Ha'ira, page Kuf Yud Bet. We're in the middle paragraph. And the Magen Midubna had been discussing that fear is a trait of the wise. That the smarter a person is, the more he knows how to take precautions, and the more cautious he is, and the more he knows to fear the dangers that might come. And he says, the less a person understands, the less they tend to fear. They don't take precautions, nor are they cautious. Both. And so the Magid Midovna continues on page Kuf Yud Beis, Omnam Midat Echacham. But the way of a wise man is, Lashvot et asher yishno po v'asher inenu po imado hayom. To him, he doesn't assume that just because right now there's no clear and present danger, that means that everything's safe. He looks into the future, and in his mind, he says a danger that's going to come is the same as the danger that's here. He realizes that what's yet to come, but he can't take precautions from. It doesn't matter if it's going to happen tomorrow or it's going to happen in the distant future. Yishvelo, to his mind, it's equal. Kilu adavar omed lenegdo meikoto. To his mind, he figures, I got to deal with it. I don't know when it can happen. So some people say, I don't have to buy life insurance when I'm young. And I say, you do have to buy life insurance when you're young. Because when you're older and you've married off your kids, so then everyone's going to marriage. Everyone's going to manage. That's not the end of the world. But when you're younger, how's your wife going to manage with all the kids and God forbid? Or how are you going to manage with all the kids and God forbid? We all hope that life insurance is, you're wasting your money every month, right? But people have to realize that an intelligent person is aware of the dangers. And he realizes that there are things that he cannot escape. We're not in control. A person drives and says, I don't need a seatbelt. I'm driving carefully. You know, I've been in many accidents. I've been hit by cars numerous times. And it wasn't my fault. Car backed into me. But I was, I was the one that hit the pavement with my face, hit a rock, and I was hospitalized. He was fine. So you could say it's not my fault, but that doesn't mean you're going to live. The second time a car turned and hit me, it's not my fault. I had the right of way. I had a green light. That's very nice. But I'm the one that was thrown into the air and... Hey, it doesn't matter whether you're right or wrong. Not everything's in a person's control. You could be safe, you could be careful, but not everything's in our control.
So, life insurance?
I did not have life insurance. I wasn't yet married, so...
I was saying if you're married.
What?
You're saying when you're married.
I think that before a person's married, what does he need life insurance for? He needs medical insurance, but life insurance? So someone else gets rich if he dies. What for? You have a wife and kids. You sort of owe it to them that you take care as best as you can. Achar shelo yimalet mimenu. Once a person realizes that there are things he cannot escape, kmo shamru zal, as our sages taught, val titiyesh min hapuranut. A person should never think, it's okay, nothing bad's ever going to happen. A person has to realize that bad things can always happen. It's like people often tell me that they use their last penny. I don't understand that. How could a person wait till he doesn't have a penny to his name? A person always has to figure, you never know, it can always get worse than it is. And a person has to figure that there has to be something set aside for a rainy day. The second a person can, he has to start saving. And that's a habit a person should get into. And when we're here in the Machon, for example, it's very easy to get into this mode of only spending. And I'm not making anything, I'm only spending, so of course I'm going to use my last penny. That's not a way to work. You can't go down to your last penny, and you have to figure out if it means you take a job on Fridays or on Matzei Shabbos or whatever it takes. But a person can't put himself in that situation. A person has to be in the habit that he's putting money aside because you never know. Yeah.
What if you're on a low wage? How are you going to save?
You got to figure out how to do it because you have to be realistic. Who can control when they'll have to take sick leave for a week or a month or a half a year? You got to at least try. Person, his perspective has to be, the Talmud says, the poor remain poor because they never think they'll get rich. So they never put money aside. So they figure, let me enjoy today. So the way the Talmud words it is that they eat expensive foods. So they're never saving. A person has to think, if I can buy a small property for 50,000 shekel, right? That's doable today. You could still find properties for that kind of money. Not here in Yerushalayim, but in other places. Fine. So let me start saving. Let me start having an income from that. Let me see how I could evolve and get, move up in the world financially. A person doesn't have to wheel and deal his whole life to make money, but a person does have to try and ensure that he has a decent amount of money set aside or something to fall back on. I'm talking about he's young. No, so that's when a person has to get into that habit. If you're not going to start doing it when you're young, when are you going to do it? When you have all the expenses of a family and a household?
But if they only pay you enough to cover, say, your house.
So maybe a person has to take another job. Maybe a person has to.
Then they'll tax you 25%.
Right? Right. There's a price. There's always a price and there's always a compromise. Sometimes it's the taxes, sometimes it's the family time, sometimes it's the break time and the vacation time. Right. There's a price. Right. You don't get money for free. You can't. I'm saying this is the attitude I think a person has to try and have. A person has to try and ensure that he's putting some money aside because no one knows what tomorrow will bring. I would say if a person has certain money extra today, part of it should be in shekels, part of it may be in dollars, may be in gold, and part of it in property. You know, Chazal said, divide your asset, a third in business. In commerce, something that can make a sizable income. Maybe we'd call that the stock market today. Maybe a third in liquid assets and a third in property. That's how Chazal guided us. So in today's day and age, you got to figure what really works today. But you never know. And the only difference between now and what the bad that can happen is time. And time has a way of lying. We feel like there's plenty of time. For years, people have been saying that the Egyptian regime is going to fall. For years, people have been saying that in Jordan, there's a, you have a small minority. Abdallah of Jordan can barely talk Arabic. And his wife for sure. Now, how long is that going to last? So you don't know. But it's been discussed for years. But you know what? Time has a way of lying. ואין יכולת הזמן להציל בלתי בעודו, בעוד יתמשכו איתה ואורגיו. And time is no savior, that's what he's saying. You know, sometimes we think, I have time, and he says it's the other way around. Time is misleading, and time has no capacity to save us. All time does is tick away, and then the danger comes closer. And so, an intelligent person does not assume that just because he has time, that means he could take it easy. Quite the contrary. Mashal, what's this similar to? L'sal takif me'od over mimakom lemakom. You have this very tough ruler who passes from place to place. And as he's passing from place to place, he comes upon a city where he meets an evil person. He meets a person who is a wicked ruler of a city. But he's scared of the people of the city because they're very powerful. And then this ruler, this tough ruler who was passing from place to place, he tells this wicked governor, he tells him, now I'm behind you. And now you can, if anyone tries to rile up against you, I'm behind you. So long as I'm here, no one will rebel against you. So this governor figured, so long as I have this noble behind me, I'm okay. And he didn't stop to think, what's going to be when this guy moves on to the next town? So he decided he's going to be as wicked as he always wanted to be. He didn't ask himself, what's going to be when he moves on? And then it's just me and them. How's he going to save himself? And what happened? So he did what he wanted. And then the time came when that noble moved on and the governor found himself all alone with the townsmen and now they didn't have anyone to be scared of. And, go see what happened in Egypt last week. This is exactly what happened in Egypt, by the way. All along, Mubarak figured he has America behind him, he could do whatever he wants. And then one fine day, they turned their back on him and now we see what happened. I don't know, is he still alive? Does anyone know?
Mubarak?
Yeah, they think he is, okay. Okay. Ken adavar ba'azman, that's the way time works. Ki kol odei oto over u mamshich itabu u ga'av u mavdil u matil tadam miyad ha'ra u mutedet. So long as there's still time, we look at the clock and we figure I still have time. We look at the calendar, we figure I still have time. We look at the unknown and we figure I still have time. But when the clock starts ticking, and it does, it never stops, suddenly a person has to find himself face to face with that whatever it was that he was counting on, I still have time. And that's why a wise person treats the unknown as known. If something bad can happen, he takes it into account as though it will. And he watches himself of things that can cause harm. A person can say, I'll eat all the cholesterol I want. What do I care? Do I have a problem today? I don't have a problem today. A person can say, I'll smoke. You know, we'll see how my lungs are doing in 10 years. No, an intelligent person realizes that some things lead you a certain way. Even though a person can say, you know, sometimes I drive and nothing bad happens just because I broke the speed limit. Sometimes I drive without a seatbelt and I seem to be okay. Nonetheless, an intelligent person distances himself from potential of harm just as he would from actual harm, just because he realizes that the unknown harm is not necessarily more less potent than the known harm. So again, what we see today, he said the wise man realizes that time is misleading. Very often we assume because we have time something isn't going to happen, and a wise man realizes he has to prepare himself for the unknown, and that time is just a factor of time, right? It's going to pass, and then he'll find himself face to face with that situation, and therefore he deals with the potential threats before they're standing and facing him, and he protects himself from potential threats as though they were real and present. So that was the development that we saw today of the chapter on fear, that fear is a way of the wise. They know to be cautious, and they're fearful of things that can happen.